7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?"
This is not the only time that someone was either partially or totally blinded in the scriptures, was it? I bet you can think of a half a dozen. Many times, though, it was the enemies of God's people whose eyes were hindered from seeing. The angels who were visiting Lot kept the men of Sodom from seeing where the door of his house was, so they could not break in. Elisha was able to lead an entire Syrian army into captivity because the Lord had struck them with blindness, so they did not recognize where he was leading them. In John 8:58, Jesus' enemies picked up stones to kill him, but Jesus hid himself and walked through their midst and away. And of course, Saul's journeying to Damascus, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the Lord's people. That journey was changed forever outside of Damascus by Jesus' blinding appearance. And there were, of course, those times when the Lord's own followers had their eyesight hindered, especially in connection with Easter. Mary Magdalene at the tomb turned around and saw Jesus but did not recognize him. The remnant of disciples up in Galilee after their night of fruitless fishing on the Sea of Galilee. And here, Easter evening on the way to Emmaus. But all of these occurrences from Genesis on have one thing in common. They were all intended to benefit God's children. And so also on the way to Emmaus, oftentimes, have you noticed for yourself that music or other sounds seem louder in the dark? Without perhaps the distractions. Maybe that's one of the reasons why. And that's one of the reasons why we construct our worship facilities the way we do, to reduce the number of day-to-day distractions and to help us, therefore, focus on the Word, to make the Word louder to us. The Emmaus disciples, they had a lot they needed to remember. They needed to remember all that the prophets had spoken from Moses on in order to see their Savior's victory. So Jesus put on a robe, so to speak, and for a time they could concentrate on what God's Word had to say about the things that had happened in Jerusalem during the previous week. That same Easter morning when Jesus appeared to the women returning from the tomb, they had recognized him right away. But Luke tells us that they had already, when speaking to the angel, remembered how Jesus had told them, "The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Certainly, there are times when we too do not recognize Jesus, aren't there? We do not see how he could possibly be with us as he promised, or how he might use some sad circumstances to bring us joy without end. We may never see how that flat tire kept us from being out on the highway behind that truck when it jackknifed. But even though we may not always recognize his presence with our eyes, he always recognizes us. As he says, "My sheep, listen to my voice, and I know them." He sees perfectly our troubles, our joys, our perplexities. And when we are in the dark, he wants to walk along with us too, and to open for us the scriptures so that we may be sustained by his strong word. God grant that he may do so throughout our earthly walk. Amen. Hymn 784. 784.